The Cheltenham Festival is coming on William Hill's Racing Radio. We'll have build-up live every day of the festival from noon with our experts at Prestbury Park, including Sir Anthony McCoy, Jim McGrath, Andrew Thornton and Rebecca Curtis, plus full coverage of all 4 days of the festival, as well as tips and the call on every other UK race meeting. The Cheltenham Festival 2017 on William Hill's Racing Radio.
It's Altior who's clear. A terrific leap when he needed it. Min can't pick up. He's in second place. And Altior is bounding clear up the hill.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. It's the eve of the Cheltenham Festival. William Hill Towers is abuzz. We have plenty of activity going on here. I can see some Jim McGrath videos getting edited. We'll be hearing from him in a while as well. Plenty more content to come. We'll hear from some of the pundits along the way. I've just walked into the TV studio. Stephen Powell and Sean Quinn beavering away here with Cheltenham Prep, and they're live on the TV service on Monday as well. Stephen, we'll start with you. Well, obviously, you must be looking forward to the Cheltenham Festival.
Very much so, Mark, yes. Less than 24 hours to go. I'm positively giddy.
Good, you can tell. We'll get a nap and an express from each of you. So start us off with a nap, Stephen. Best bet at the Cheltenham Festival?
Well, Mark, I've had three anti-post bets for the Cheltenham Festival this year. Unfortunately, Don Polly doesn't run. So two of them are going, though. Genie in a Bottle, who's favourite for the National Hunt Chase on Tuesday. He will be the next best. They very nearly ran him in the RSA Chase, but I'm delighted they haven't. Jamie Codd rides, which is a massive positive. And the nap is going to be Uxie Zandra. I thought he ran a cracking race behind Underso over an inadequate trip back in January after such a long break. Up in trip, and I think he'll reverse the form in the Ryanair and win it again.
Sir Anthony McCoy's last Cheltenham Festival win, of course, in the Ryanair a few years ago.
And the one that Barry Geraghty said that he's most disappointed about missing this week,
really?
Which, when he could have ridden, well, the Anworth obviously is the first one that springs to mind, but there's several others I could reel off. It's hopefully a big positive for him.
We're going to have some shorties along the way as well, some real superstar names, the likes of Altior and Duvan.
Yeah, Altior, I think they'll both win as well, to be honest, Mark. There are two or three shorties, aren't there, throughout the course of the week, and those two are the ones that I don't think I'll be opposing, or anyone will for that matter, really.
No, I think you'd have to be a brave man. Sean, patiently sitting here. Same questions for yourself. Nap and next best. We'll start with the nap.
I'll stick with the juvenile hurdles, Mark. I'll go nap about Defi de Sol. We've got to wait till Friday to see him, but on what we've seen, I think he's head and shoulders above the rest of the juveniles in truth. He's already got a rating of 155, and yet he's still available at around the 2-1 mark. I think he's a very, very good juvenile. Of course, he's got experience around Prestbury Park, and he'll be hard to beat in the triumph hurdle. And I'm hoping JP McManus has already enjoyed success in the juvenile division. Prior to that, we have Project Blue Book going on Wednesday in the Fred Winter. I think he's about 12-1 with us at William Hill. I can tell you he's in very good form. Brian Hughes was in this morning to put the finishing touches on the horse. He was on board in a schooling session. He'll ride him on Wednesday, and I'm looking forward to that.
You going down yourself to watch him?
Yeah, I'm in on William Hill TV on Tuesday, and then I'll head down after that, and I think I'll enjoy a couple of days down there.
Yeah, don't enjoy too many beers either, Sean. I've heard your reputation in the past. We'll draw Luke in here as well. He's screwing his face up to some of your selections there, Sean. Yeah, so nap for yourself, Luke.
Nap, Death Duty in the Albert Bartlett. I think stepping up to 3 miles will really set the best in him. I wouldn't mind a little bit of rain next week, but I don't think good ground would be the end of things for him. But I think Death Duty, some of the quotes that have come out the preview nights have been very, very encouraging. So Death Duty, the nap for the week.
And next best?
I'm going to make things easy for myself and go in the Coral Cup. Consort of Tie, I think, is very well handicapped, with a mark of 140. Behind Brain Power the last twice. Brain Power, of course, a short enough price in the Champion Hurdle on Tuesday. But I think Consort of Tie, stepping up in trip, he could win the Coral Cup.
Okay, well, good luck with them, Luke. The faces of the people watching us don't inspire confidence. A few shaking heads there, so good luck with those.
That's Stephen Powell's general comment.
Thank you very much, guys. We'll head back to Lee now in the studio, who's got some previews standing by. We'll hear from Jim McGrath, as we say. We'll hear from some of the pundits in here as well, and later on in the week we'll be hearing from Sir Anthony McCoy and Andrew Thornton, so plenty to look forward to. Right now, though, it's over to Lee in the studio.
Thanks, Mark. Fascinating hearing the thoughts of the guys ahead of the Cheltenham Festival. We are going to be very busy for the next 4 days in our TV studio. And we've also been talking to a man who you'll be well used to seeing on your TV screens over the years. Jim McGrath, former Channel 4 racing presenter, has kindly given us his time to look through the feature races at Cheltenham for the next 4 days. Let's hear his thoughts on Tuesday's big races, the Supreme Novices, the Arkle, Champion Hurdle and the Mare's Hurdle.
The Supreme Novice Hurdle at 1:30 gets the festival rolling once again. Willie Mullins has a strong hand, the pick of which looked to be Mellon, an easy winner 6 weeks ago at Leopardstown, and Bunkoff Early, second in a Grade 1 at the same track. They look the pick. Nicky Henderson has two good chances, courtesy of Beyond Conceit and River Wild, both unbeaten over hurdles. But Bally Andy, winner of the bumper at the festival last year, has the best hurdles form so far. Last time out, he dug deep to land the Betfair hurdle at Newbury, and if he brings that level here, he'll be hard to beat. The Arkle at 2:10 looks at the mercy of Altior. Last season's supreme novice hurdle winner has been brilliant in scoring on all four starts over fences, and he sets a very high standard. The rest look to be playing for places, and there's not much between them on form either. For me, Charbel can come out best of the rest. He was a smart novice hurdler, and he lines up for this fresh, having had a mid-season break. The champion hurdle at 3:30 looks wide open, with a case to be made for virtually every runner. Now, three hurdles in the last six furlongs places a premium on slick jumping, and for me, that's a worry with regard to Yanworth. Move Adair was well back for this after winning at Sandown 5 weeks ago, but that was a weak race. Brain Power is an improver with smart handicap form to his name, whilst Moonracer is a promising novice thrown in at the deep end. But I'm going for an Irish win, courtesy of Petit Mouchoir. Now, he's won Grade 1s at Leopardstown on his last two starts. He's brave, he jumps well, and he represents a stable in fine form. The Mayor's Hurdle at 4:10 features three horses trained in Ireland who stand out on form: Apple's Jade, Limini, and Vroom Vroom Mag. Now, Vroom Vroom Mag actually won this race last year, and all told has been first to second in 18 of her 19 races, but she was unimpressive when scrambling home at 5-1 on at Doncaster last time. Apple's Jade beat Vroom Vroom Mag at Fairy House in December, and she was also an outstanding juvenile. Ideally though, she prefers softer ground. So the selection has to be Limini, who beat Apple's Jade comfortably at Punchestown 3 weeks ago when making her reappearance.
Stay tuned for the whole week to hear Jim McGrath's thoughts on every race across the 4 days. You'll also be able to see his previews in any of our shops or on Betting TV online, on the app or on williamhill.com. We enlisted the help of some of the more familiar voices as well to look forward to Cheltenham. Sam Turner, Robin Goodfellow from the Daily Mail, and our very own Dave Kalner looked through the feature races on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. So let's start off by listening to what DK and Sam thought of the Champion Chase on Wednesday.
The championship race on day two of the festival is the Queen Mother Champion Chase, and Duvan is a red-hot favourite here with William Hill. Sam Turner, rightly so, Duvan's been sensational. You've been in the game a long, long, long time, Sam.
Not that long, Dave.
Duvan, is he the biggest certainty ever for a championship race?
He certainly looks that way. I mean, he's a perfect 9 from 9 over fences, and this could be the perfect 10 for him. It looks all his race, bar a 4, really. It could be the coronation of a superstar, really, Duvan. But, you know, 1-3 or whatever price he's going to go off, he's going to be a tight enough price, isn't he, for the working man, and we'll probably look for something without the favourite in those markets.
What are you going for then, Sam? Obviously Duvan, as you mentioned, short price. What follows Duvan home?
Well, I think there's a horse in God's Own who obviously ran really well in the Tingle Creek. He was only beaten a length. He's a decent price in our market, so he would be one that would interest me. He was 4th in the race last year behind Sprinter Sacra, so if he could run to that sort of level, then he could have a very serious frame chance.
Next up, their thoughts on the Stayers Hurdle on Thursday.
Harry Fries, you know what I mean. Harry is a strong favourite for the Stayers Hurdle. Winner of the Albert Bartlett Novices Hurdle last season. And Sam, he's been a revelation this season as well.
He has. Extraordinary. A meteoric rise, really, since Harry got hold of him. I think he was rated 120 when he joined the stable, and now he's, you know, the preeminent staying hurdler. The only problem is that there's a slight negative with the stats in that 5 Albert Bartlett winners have come onto this race and all of them have been beaten. So he has got to put that statistic to bed, but he looks to have the quality to do so. Barry Geraghty's looked after him all season, really. He's only done enough during his races that he's had to do. And I think if the ground comes up anywhere near soft or good to soft, that'll be really play to his strengths. I think if it comes up good, I think the previous winner, Cole Harden, looks to have a really good chance of reaching the frame again. Warren Greatrex has got him in great form this year. He looks back to his best, and if he gets good, sound surface, then I think he's got a great each-way chance.
And it's the big one on Friday, of course, the Gold Cup for 2017. Who does Sam Turner think will win this one?
The Blue Ribbon event at the Cheltenham Festival is, of course, the Gold Cup, and a couple of Colin Tizard runners towards the top of the betting. And I suppose, Sam, two runners that would want slightly different ground.
Yeah, I think that's the bonus for the trainer, isn't it, Dave? The fact that Q Card would probably want the same. He would be a real dangerous conveyance for everybody if he gets that ground. And on the reverse side of the coin, Native River wants that cut in the ground that saw him plough through the mud to win a Hennessy and to win the Welsh National. So he's got a foot in both camps.
It isn't a two-horse race, though. Jackadam, in this race for the third year in succession, runner-up the last twice. Can he produce again in a Gold Cup?
Well, the stats say no. 30-odd horses, I think, have tried this century to win the Gold Cup after being beaten in it previously, and none of them have succeeded. So that would be a query for me.
What's the pick?
I think Native River is probably the one that's going to be suited to the rigorous nature of this race, and I think Bristol Demai could be underestimated by the market as well.
So much to look forward to then over the next 4 days. We'll be on air from noon on Tuesday with a full hour build-up to day one of the Cheltenham Festival, hearing from Andy Holding and Ken Pitterson live from Prestbury Park with Mark Walton in the hosting chair. And then from 1 p.m, Dave Kellner, Kevin O'Malley and Ross Brierley take you through all the action, not just Cheltenham, the supporting meetings as well as the evening card. So plenty to get stuck into there. Wherever you are, you can tune in to Racing Radio from the app or online on desktop as well. Make sure you check out all our pre-festival content. It's at williamhill.com. You'll find it on Twitter as well. Just search at William Hill. And if you pop into any of our shops, you'll find some great content there as well from some of the biggest names in the racing world, including Sir Anthony McCoy, Andrew Thornton, Jim McGrath and trainer Rebecca Curtis. Loads of offers as well. High five, higher five. We've got great offers every day in shop. Hashtag your odds online and happy hour from 12 till 1 every single day, whether you're in a William Hill shop or you go online or on our app. Cheltenham Festival 2017 is upon us. If you're having a bet, very best of luck.
Don't miss William Hill's happy hour on mobile, in shop or online every day of Cheltenham. There will be 4 great offers each day of the festival between 12 noon and 1 p.m. There are numbers 13, 14, 15 and 16 on the festival great offers coupon in this shop. Or you can just click on the happy hour banner when you go online or on mobile.